55. Here we go.
Thank you.
If you have your Bibles with you this morning, we'd invite you to turn to the book of Psalms 100. Psalms 100. We appreciate very much the singing this morning. It has been absolutely beautiful. When he's coming, I'll be leaving. Isn't that a wonderful thought? If you've been saved, you better get ready to leave, because he's coming. Lost person, if you're here this morning and you're not ready to leave when he comes, it'd be my heart's desire that you would come and be saved before it's everlasting too late. Can't get there, kids, in a washing machine. Can't get there on a pogo stick. All that jumping around would just make you sick, wouldn't it? But through the blood of Jesus Christ, it won't make you sick. It'll make a sick boy happy. It'll make a sick girl saved. May not even get to preach today. I love y'all. Every one of you. And as much as I love you, Jesus loves you more. Now, if you could look into my heart and see, you might say, well, Tim, boy, he loves us a lot. If you could look into my heart and see how great that love was, multiply that by infinity, and know that Jesus loves you that much more. It's beyond comprehension for you and I to be able to even imagine how much that God does love us. The Bible says that God is love. If we want to know who God is, that's who he is. The Bible says in Psalms in the 100th chapter, and some of you older folks, your school teacher may have caused you to memorize this whenever you were in school, public school. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I thought about that part there where it told you and I to come into his court or into the gate of the Lord with thanksgiving. And I can just almost see myself coming into the court of the Lord. You know, back in this day, the day that this Bible was written, and probably David, that's who we give credit to a lot of the Psalms as being the writer. No doubt when David wrote this in that day that David was king over all Israel. And there would be times when the king would come in and he would sit on his throne and all of his court would be there. The advisors and the counselors would be there beside David. And all of his servants would be lined up and they would have their best clothes on because they were in the king's court. And I want you to get a mental picture of that Barry. I don't know if this is on or not this morning. I'll try to stay here maybe this morning. I want you to get to the picture of the king's hall as the king was on the throne and all of his servants were lined from the throne all the way to the entering in of the king's court. Everyone, and you know, especially we do at Easter, boy, mamas and dads, they'll go out and buy their children nice clothes and buy themselves nice clothes that they can come to Easter service and they'll look real nice. Can't just picture that in your head, that the servants and all that was a part of the king's court were lined up. And it would be at that time that men and women, that the subjects of the king would come and try to get the king's ear. In other words, if they had anything to say to the king, they would come at that time. And I can see maybe them as they came there to the gate of that hall or that court of the king. And there would be somebody there to announce to the king that so-and-so is here to see you. I can almost see this morning as I come, spiritually speaking, into the throne room of God, into the court of God himself, that the announcer, the one that would say, maybe hear you, Lord, that Tim is here and he's got a request that he wants to make of you this morning. You know, I got a picture of this week. Maybe as the doors opened and I begin to come in to the throne room of God, Roger. God, that maybe that I would just get down on my hands and my knees and I would begin to approach my Heavenly Father because of my unworthiness. But listen, today, church, the Bible tells us that we're to approach the throne of God boldly. It doesn't say arrogantly. It doesn't say lifted up. It doesn't say haughty. But it tells us to approach God boldly. Listen, I'll tell you what. If we've been saved by God's marvelous grace, if you've been saved today, bless your heart. Glory! We've got an advocate with the Father today, the man Jesus Christ. Is it okay if I shout? I'll tell you, I feel good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for his blessings that he's poured out on me. You know, boy, I had this service all figured out. You better believe I did. I had it, Michael, I talked to you, I had it worked out. Listen, I'll tell you what, I like it when it goes God's way. When it goes his way and not the pastor's way. When it goes God's way and not Silver City's way. When it goes his way and not man's way. Boy, it's good. Kids, and I think I've already said this to you before. You know how it feels when you get on that thing at Six Flags and they take you up like your free fall or whatever it is, and they take you up to the top. Boy, you just got little butterflies in there, and all of a sudden they cut that thing loose and it just takes your breath. I'll tell you, this morning, church, if we'll come before God with an humble heart and humble spirit, God will will bless us. That's the way I feel this morning. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me and loving me. Coming to his courts with thanksgiving. This Thursday, it's been a time set aside by the President of our United States that it would be a day of thanksgiving to the Lord. You know, when I was in school, we're going to give you a chance in a minute, church, to come and tell maybe what you're thankful for. But when I was in school, my teachers taught me about the pilgrims and how they came over on the Mayflower to America. And they landed at a place that they called Plymouth Rock. The reason that they came was because they were looking for religious freedom. They were looking for a place that they could come and worship. That they didn't have a man that would be able to dictate to them how that they were to worship God. Listen today, church, as we describe the throne room of God to you today. The only way that we're to come before God was with a broken heart and a broken and a contrite spirit. Bless your heart today. God has blessed us because our forefathers, our moms and our dads, our grandparents, and those that have gone before us have been obedient to God. Praise God this morning. I'll tell you, let me just tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful most of all beyond anything that God saved my soul when I was just a 9-year-old boy. And bless your heart, I'm still saved today, and if I live to be 100, I'll be saved in glory this morning. When he comes back, I'll be gone. Listen, I'll tell you what this morning. Woo, church, when you get to heaven, listen, if you want to find Tim Biddy, don't look for me by the streets of gold. Don't you look for me by the river, by the gate. Bless your heart. If you want to arrange a meeting with me, I'll tell you where I'll be. I'll be at the feet of my Lord and Savior. Woo, Jesus Christ, I'm praising him and entering into his courts and into his gates with thanksgiving. Yes, I will. I heard him sing a song the other night. A lady sang that she had a vision of heaven. She met Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. She met a bunch of the disciples. I'll tell you what, just the way that she sang that song, she said, but I want to see Jesus. Why? Because he was the one that died for me. Listen, I'll tell you what, church today, Ricky Tim, I love you, but I'll tell you what, Jesus, God loved you so much, a lost person, that he gave his only begotten son. I wouldn't do that for you, church, today. I love my family. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful. Glory, I don't know who it was, you who it was when I was talking about the anniversary coming up, and you said woo-hoo or whatever it was, hallelujah, or thank you, Lord, that we made it that long. A lot of times it feels that way, don't it, married folks? But I'll tell you what, I'm thankful that God sent me a wife to be a helpmeet unto me. I'm thankful that He sent Robin. Robin, I love you, and I thank God that He sent you to me. Listen today, and you know what? I'm thankful that God blessed me with two beautiful children, and I'm thankful that just a few months ago that He sent another one to me. Tim, you're 46, nearly 47 years old. You just have a baby. You know what? It feels like I just got another daughter, Jesse. I'm thankful that God sent you into Nicholas's life and into our family. I'm thankful for you, Silver City Baptist Church, for what you stand for. I'm thankful that there's still an altar in this place where folks can come and be saved. I'm thankful for the way that you worship in spirit and in truth. That's the only way that we're ever going to be able to worship Him. Is that way. My prayer for you is that as long as time shall stand, that there'll always be a man of God that would stand behind this sacred desk, that would proclaim the gospel, that you must be born again, that there's no other way to get to heaven except through Him. Listen, well, I didn't know He was going to do this, but and I'm probably the last one that ought to be charging anybody, but I charge you, every one of you, under the sound of my voice, whether you're a member of Silver City or somewhere else, that you always stand up for Jesus today and stand up for Christ. And I'll tell you what, it'll be a blessing to you in days to come, moms and dads, when we sing that song again, "What Will I Leave Behind?" We can look back and think about old Papa and Grandmother who've gone on. Can I tell you about my papa and my grandmother? Boy, Papa was always good to me. I'd want to stay with him every summer because he let me drive the tractor. But you know what my favorite memory of him is? Most every morning, some of you may remember it, the radio station WHNE, 1170 on your AM dial, the voice and choice of Lake Lanier Land. I remember it, Nona. A certain time every morning, they would have a Sunday school lesson or a Bible lesson. And Papa would turn that little old radio up, that little old wooden radio up, and the dial would be glowing. And he would get his Bible, and we would sit there, and we would follow that man when he'd done that Bible school lesson. And then Papa would turn the radio off when the program was over, and he would have just a little talk with Jesus, with his little old grandson right there beside him. A lot of times I'd see tears coming down his face, and I didn't understand why. I do now. That's the kind of heritage, church, that I want to leave behind to my children and your children and the whole world. When they look back, I want them
to be able to say, Tim, Papa Tim, or Pastor Tim, he wasn't perfect, but this thing I do know, he loved the Lord, and I'm thankful for that.
I'm going to have to hush, or we can't get done telling the Lord how much we love him and how thankful we are. This is Thanksgiving. Church, I'm going to stop for just a moment. Ask Barry if he would set these microphones up. I know sometimes it's difficult to hear, especially some of you that are not as loudmouthed as I am. We would like to hear what you're thankful for. If you feel impressed to come give your testimony, we want to wait for just a few moments while you step out from where you are and come and say what the Lord has laid on your heart. So while we wait for just a moment, would you come?